Wisconsin's spring election will take place today despite Governor Evers' efforts to postpone it because of the coronavirus. Evers says it's impossible to hold a safe election because of the chance that the virus will spread among poll workers and voters. He signed an executive order yesterday seeking to delay the election until June, but the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against him. Meanwhile, the state health department continues tracking the coronavirus and COVID-19 cases. Officials say they've been busy distributing personal protective gear to healthcare workers after receiving shipments from the national stockpile. The update was part of a news briefing Monday, at which officials said COVID-19 has now resulted in 77 deaths in Wisconsin. As of 9 o'clock this morning, that number is now 86. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports.
Department of Health Services Secretary-designee Andrea Palm says the state has received two of three shipments of personal protective equipment so far from the national stockpile. She says the items are being distributed to medical professionals.
104,680 N95 respirators, 260,840 surgical masks, 48,168 face shields, and 140,750 pairs of gloves.
Palm says while those numbers may seem impressive, they barely meet the needs of the state's healthcare system as it prepares for an expected surge in cases in the coming weeks. She says she's encouraged by the outpouring of donations the state has received through a buyback program.
We've distributed supplies from these sources, including 15,195 respirators, 24,200 surgical masks, and these have gone to public safety staff, including police and fire departments, to protect them as they do their essential work during this pandemic.
Palm says there are now 12 active labs operating in Wisconsin, turning up 2,440 positive tests so far and more than 26,000 negative tests. In Monday's briefing, she encouraged people to visit the department's new website called Resilient Wisconsin. It was launched to help people cope with stress related to the coronavirus pandemic. Palm says there are pages devoted to helping first responders and healthcare workers. There also are sections devoted to people who are mourning loved ones or who've been stricken with COVID-19. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.